So we are on all the way on the top of the Membeis and Membeis. Let's just remind ourselves of where we are. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, what seems like a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and Yochanan and Shlakish. And the question becomes, what are they really arguing about, right? And basically we came a question of when a person takes a neder before Shvius, right, that the other person cannot get benefit from them, and then it becomes Shemitah. So what happens afterwards? So what happens during Shemitah? So Rav and Shmuel said, that when Shvius arrives, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish had said, "Ava ocha hu mina not sanotos," right? And Rav Shmuel said that you can't. They also, the language in each case was a little different. Rav Shmuel said nechasim elu alacha, and Yochanan Reish Lakish had said nechzai alacha. And we didn't make that big a deal about that at this point. But basically, the Gemara wants to know what's the machlokas between these two groups. So one possibility the Gemara offered was then b'halkamitzvah the Rav Shmuel savri adam osir davar shabrishuso if you look at sheyatz l'rishmirshuso, right? Rav Shmuel hold that a person can forbid items that are currently in their rishus, even if eventually it will leave the rishus. Basically, in our case, being you ask for something before Shemitah, even though by when Shemitah comes, it becomes hefker; it's no longer yours. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish, who hold that a person cannot ain adam osir davar shabrishus, so the chashiyas mirshus, so that a person cannot forbid something once it leaves their rishus. And the Gemara was confused, was bothered for two reasons. How could it be that there's anyone who holds that a person's not able to ask for something that will eventually leave their rishus? For two reasons. Reason number one being, because that was true, then the machloka should be about nechasim elu, right? The language should be, okay, even nechasim elu, basically Yochanan Reish Lakish, right, should say that even in that case, the person can eat, can eat during Shavuos. Why? Because, because you're not allowed to ask for anything, and if you said nechasim elu, it's like very, much more specific. And then kol became nechsai, right? Generally, my nechasim in general. And the second reason was because we have a mishnah. So now we deal with the second question first, right? So if you just go out and membeis and aleph on the three lines in the bottom, he said v'su hatanan the adam osu devar shavershusol the chashiyatz mishusu. So we have a beferish mishnah seems to say that a person can forbid something that's in his rishos even when it leaves his rishos. Right? This nana omer l'beno konam sha'ata neneli. Right? The person takes a neder that his son cannot get any benefit for him. Mace, and then the guy dies. Yershenu. Then he is able to. Then the guy gets his. The son still collects because the person passed away. But b'chayiv v'b'moso, if a person says you can't get benefit from me when I'm alive or when I'm dead, imeis lo yershenu. Then when he dies, the son doesn't get any benefit, right? How can that be? It must be because a person is able to aser their items to someone even when it's going to leave the rishus, meaning in that case, even when the person dies. So if that's true, how can you hold that anybody holds ein adam osu darish rishus l'chashiyatz mirshus? So the Gemara answered the question. This is how we ended last time. Shani hacha the ka'amale bechayav v'moso. We said, well, of course, that case is unique because the person said explicitly, when I'm alive or when I'm dead. And that's why it's unique. Meaning, the point being that otherwise, usually I would say that a person cannot ask. If a person just blanket asks or something, so then once it leaves his rishus, it's still true that he cannot, he can't answer it. What's unique is that in this case, he specifically said, b'chayev u'b'moso. But the point being that otherwise, this mission is not necessarily a proof, and that generally we still would hold in Adam Osa Devar Shir B'Shir. So, which would allow this machlokas still to be about that issue.
So, but then according to that answer, he could have just said, you can't benefit from my stuff before Shemitah or during Shemitah.
Right.
And then that would have just solved.
Good. So look at the Ran. It's a good point. There's a huge Ran on this. So we'll read the whole thing. But if you look at the Ran right across the way on the right side, Shani Hachat Kamalei Bechayiv Moso. So says the Ran something, he says it's very interesting. V'hashcha nachtinan darga. In this case, we've sort of dropped levels. We might the sphere law to be covered from what we initially said, meaning there our assumptions have just changed in this answer. Right? Why? To have a sphere law ad hashta to la mahane shum lishna la mesa la achar shiyatzi mishu. So until now, we were saying, what do you mean, ain't adam osu devar shir b'shir so mishiyatzi mishu? That you cannot ever at all. There are certain things that you'll never be able to, what leaves your shus, it's off limits for you to make rules about it because it's not your shus. That's what we were assuming it meant before, right? Mishum dahave kenichse chaveiro. Chaveiro. It's like I say, I'm Reuven, and I say, you can't use Levi's dog, donkey, whatever. I have nothing to do with Levi's and Shimon's donkey. I can't tell one person about someone else's stuff. So that's what we assumed it was a much more extreme concept, right? Now we said, no, actually, if you're explicit in what you want, it actually works. So the Ron has to manage that. But the point is that you're right. If you're watching this conversation, you're like, that doesn't really make sense. That we just said that's much less extreme. And now you're Ein Adam Oser is not really true. You're really saying much more limited. You're just saying that unless you explicitly state it, then it falls off. Right? Basically, your netter goes away. That's true. But fine. So that's fine. So that's a little bit of a problem with that answer in the first place. Fine. But even then, the Gemara is still about it. Because the Gemara now says, Mikol Malkum Kasha. Gemara says, but wait a second. We had a different problem, right? Our different problem was, we said, if they're really arguing about this issue, then let them say niflagu ben nichasim elu, as opposed to nichzai, right? If you really, because we always said, if you want to make the strongest argument, you make the most extreme argument, right? That's the, and then you go kol shekein, the less extreme argument, right? So if you would have, that would have made more sense. So Gemara says you still haven't dealt with that problem, right? So if you look at the mefarish mikol makom kasha. So he says, "Mikol makom kasha kedamrin iba high time of pligi liflegu ben chasim elu." Right, the answer that we made before, the kasha we asked before. So we still have a problem, anyways, with arguing that this whole machlokas Yochanan Rish Lakish versus Rav Shmuel is all about, is a person able to be oser devar shir b'shusa lechashiyatzim b'shusa. So ends the gemara fine. So ela ben chasim elu kule amlo pligi kule amlo pligi. Fine. So you know what the truth is when the person says nechasim elu. These specific items become forbidden to you. Everyone agrees, right? Look at the mafarish. Right? Everyone agrees that means forever. You say nechasim elu, this watch, this piece of fruit, this phone, whatever it is. Everyone agrees. If you say that, it's forever. There's nothing to talk about. Ki pligi b'nichzai. And the machlokas is when you say more generally, right? My property or the things that I own. Right, that's what one machlokas. Look at the mefarish again. Elav ben chasim elu kule amal pligi. Sorry, ki pligi da amar nechzai. Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish savrei heicha da amar nechzai in adam osu davar shebirshusa kishiyas mishuzo. The nechzai mashma calls man shehein birshusi. Right, because nechzai means as long not nechasim elu. I'm not asking this item. I'm saying as long as something belongs to me. Right, so there, when you use that more general language and you say Nichsai, something that belongs to me is forbidden to you. Okay, so what's the implication? Once it no longer belongs to you, then it's no longer us with that person, right? Afilu amar nichsai, adam osu in adam osu davar shibushu. So then Rabbi Shmuel take a little more expansive view, and they say no. Even in a scenario where you just said nichsai, my items, fine, still asa forever, right? That's the machlokas. Okay, so. So it's not a general question, but a question in this specific case. So fine. So let's go back to the Gemara. So Elam Nechasim Eilu Kuli Amar Lo Pligi Lo Pligi. He Pligi Ben Nechzai. Rav Shmuel Savi Lo Shna Nechasim Elu Losha Nechsai Adam Oser Adam Oser, right? He asked something forever. If Yochan Rishlagish Savre Nechasim Elu Adam Oser Nechsai Ein Adam Oser. That's the machlokas. Fine. So Gemara says also not so simple. Umi Kamal Manda Amar Losha Nechasim Elu Losha Nechsai. Right? You want to say that there's anyone who holds that I don't care if you say Nechasim Elu versus generally my property in general. Hasnan, I have another Mishnah coming up. Hasnan, ha'om l'chaveiro, konam l'soch beischa shani nechnas. Sadcha shani lokeach. So let's say a person says, I'm taking a neder, then I'm not going to enter your house, and I'm not going to take anything from your field. Mace, osha machro. So what happens if that person dies, the person who about whom he took the nether. I'm not going to enter your house, I'm not going to enter your field. And then the guy who owns those things dies. Oh, shemachal acher, or he sells it. Right? The guy says, I'm never walking into your house, I'm taking it, I'm never going to walk into your house. And that person moves to Florida, and he sold his house to somebody else. Right? So now what happens to the house? Can I still can't go into the house? Is it, and what's the reason to assume maybe I could? It's not his anymore. He got rid of it. That doesn't belong to him. Right? So what happens? So maybe so shemachal acher, mutter. Right, then you're allowed to go in, right? Because you said, you know, beischa, sadcha, that specific thing. However, labai ze shani nechnas, sada zu shani nechnas. Sorry, not because he said sada zu, because he says beischa, right? If it belongs to you, sadcha belongs, a field that belongs to you. It's not about the field, it's about the cha, right? It's about who it belongs to, probably, right? More likely. Fine. So, but if you said lebay ze shani nechas sada zu shani lokeach, what if you said I'm never entering this house again, right? Not your house, but this house, right? And then what happens? Meis osha machro laacher aser, right? But in that case, if the guy dies or he sells to somebody else, you're still forbidden. Why? It's very logical because you said this house or this field, right? So if that's true, right? If that's true. So what do you see from the Mishnah? That we do make a distinction between Nechzai and Nechasim Elo. Nechzai is what belongs to me, and Nechasim Elo, that this item. Right? And clearly this Mishnah makes it clear. Person takes a neder and makes a distinction between that which belongs to the person and the item itself. We do make a distinction. So that can't be, so you can't say that anyone takes that side, that holds that there's no distinction. I don't care. Either way, it's going to be awesome. So Ella ki amei Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish bin Nechzai Rav Shmuel bin Nechasim Elu v'lo pligi. So rather, what's happening? There's a ton of different cases, and what actually, and if you went back to the Gemara, that's exactly what happened when we read the Gemara initially. Right? We said Rav Shmuel darim tevayu Nechasim Elu alecha. Right? And Rav Shmuel darim tevayu Nechzai. Right? So literally, that was we spent a lot of time trying to figure out. Oh, what are they arguing about? The answer is each talking about a different case. And that's why they have different opinions, because the cases are different. And the velo pligi, it's not within machlokas at all. Okay. Fine. Okay. Uvashvias, we said, ein yor l'soch sadeh. Right? So we said before that, our first case of our Mishnah, right, was hamudur hana mechaveru lifnei shvias. Person took a neder from their friend, not to get benefit. Lifnei shviyas, eni yor l'soch sadeh ve'eni l'chol mina notos. Right, if it's before shviyas, he can't go even walk into the field, and he can't eat from the trees that hang over out of the field. Right, because now it's shemitah now. Right, uba shviyas, but once before shemitah, uba shviyas, but once it's shemitah, eni yor l'soch sadeh, he can't walk in. Ava ochol mina notos. Right, but he can eat from the notos because he doesn't have to walk in there. And we want and. Okay, so the question was, what's the difference? Right? Why can't he walk in? Right? Look at the Gemara now. Rishvias in yor l'tzoch sadehu. Ma'ishna da ocha mina notos. De pire de hefkera inun. Aranami afkera. The Gemara says, I don't understand. You're making distinction. The guy had a nether. That someone took a nether, he can't get any benefit from him. So you're telling me that when Shemitah arrives, I can't walk into the field, but I can eat from the fruits. Why? If you're allowing me to eat from the fruits because the fruits are now hefker, they don't belong to me. They don't belong to the guy who took the neder against me. So then why can't I walk into his field? The only reason I can't walk into his field is because the field belongs to him. But during Shemitah, the field doesn't belong to him. So the bush. So if all things nullified, the whole thing go. But either whatever the halacha is should be the same for walking in and eating from the fruit. Should be no difference. So what's going on here? So Amar Ula beomdin ilanos al hagvulin. So Ula says because his trees hang out, the place where they're placed is at the boundary to the field. So what? Look at the mifarish. Beomdin ilanos al hagvulin lachutz. Right towards the outside of the field, sheyachol litlosh min haperos mibachutz. Because if I want to access the fruits, I can get to them without ever stepping foot inside. Okay, mishimachi eino yored. That's why I can't walk in the field. Why? Taha derachmana afkri laara gabeshvirus litzorach achila. What is the reason why a person's field becomes hefker? That's the people who play football in their field. I'm serious, right? Someone's like, oh, can I now go into my neighbor's field and the kids can, you know, line up and play football because the field's hefker. No. The field's not hefker, that the whole field belongs to nobody. The hefkeris of the field is that as long as I need to access the fruits or the wheat stalks, whatever is inside all the produce that is hefker, I'm allowed to walk into the field in order to access all those items. But the property itself is not hefker. In which case, if the scenario is where the food is easily accessible without entering the property, so now whatever rules applied to property until now still apply. Because the only reason you would allow it is so I can access the fruits, but I can't anyways. So therefore, there's no reason to allow me to walk in. So now going in wouldn't be letzarech achila. You can get the access to the fruits anyways. Fine.
But that would seem to make sense only at the agriculture works, but at the beginning of the harvesting cycle, because if you were coming towards the end, presumably other people would have taken all those fruits and you would have to go into the field to get.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, the point just being
that don't go into the field if you don't have to.
Bingo. Meaning, exactly. So the point is that you're like, oh, so this, why would you teach a Mishnah that only, that would be the next question. Why teach me a Mishnah that has to do only with a unique circumstance where the trees are on the gula? And the answer is because then you ask the question, like, what is going on here? And the answer is, even though we're going to grant you access, it's only access in order to get the fruits. Right? You have this whole conversation. You do these, what we do when we learn Gemara. And you finally get yourself down to the bottom line. Right? But this funny Mishnah, which like, that's imbalanced. Why give different halachas for the fruits and different halachas for entering the property? Is so that you can remind yourself, oh, right, that's because it's only going to be true if I want to access the fruits. Right? That's why. And if not, then obviously the only fruits are in the tree in the middle of the field, you're allowed to go in. Exactly. Good. Okay, so that's answer number one. So the question was, why have an imbalanced halacha? That I can't go in, but I can eat the fruits. The answer is because you can only go in if you want to access the fruits. If the fruits are on the outside, then you're not allowed to go in. Fine. So that's answer number one. Rishim ben Eliakim Amar Gzeira Shema Yishav Amida. Rishim ben Eliakim says a different reason. He says, look at the Mefarish. Had the Gatani Ocha Min Anotos. Right? Why do you say you can eat from the notos? Vade Kit Gamris could go into Omdim Al Gvulin. It is true. It's because they're on the boundaries. Mishum Shiyachal Lahoshi Yado V'Likach Mimachatz. I can take it from the outside. Aval Ein Omdim Al Gvulin. Right. But why can't I even stand on the boundary there? Or if they're not standing on the boundary, Einu Yorod Asoch Sadehu, then and this is a different answer, right? According to this answer, you're going to have a different outcome. Shimon ben Yaakov says, no, you're right. If they're on the Gvulin, I can just take them from the Gvulin. But if they're not on the Gvulin, I still can't go in. Why can I still not go in? The Asa Lo Leibel L'Sham. He's forbidden to go in at all. Why? Even if the only fruits left are in the middle of the field. Because I'm nervous that if we allow you in, what's going to happen? You're going to stick around, right? You're going to say, oh, do you remember me from camp? Do you remember that? You're going to bump into people. You're going to be standing around and schmoozing. And you're going to hang out there for a long time. And you're going to end up, now you're going to violate the nether, right? Because all of a sudden, the she'achal omed lo l'sham v'kamis hani minechasin demadir v'asar. The hayafker achmana calls man shu ochel. Az yachol amot sham, the hefkerhu. So it's a similar point, but it's from a similar perspective, but a different point. That again, the only reason to allow you entrance to the field is so you can access the fruits. But the moment you have accessed them, Now you have to, within some reasonable amount of time, presumably, have to get out of there right away because of the nether. So if that's true, if we allow you in, what might happen? It'll take a little extra time. You're going to forget. And then it turns out you're going to violate the nether. So we don't allow you in at all. Shema, you might end up violating the nether. So according to, what's the nafkamina? According to Ula, if there's fruits in the middle of the field, you're allowed to go in to collect them. According to Shimon and Yakim, if they're in the middle of the field, you actually can't go in because the concern that maybe you're going to violate the din.
Right, only if there was an ender.
All of it, only if there's an ender. Because you're saying like a general trespassing, right, in general? Yeah. But I guess we're not worried about that in general. Yeah. Good. I would imagine that even within the regular halakhos of Shvius, like you can't have an encampment in someone else's field, stam, just because it's hefka, because you can go access their fruits. But the difference being that we're not nervous that if you go for too long, you will violate some other halacha. If it's been a neder, then I'm nervous you're going to violate the neder. If there's no neder in play, so then I'm not, what's going to happen? We could talk about, the Rosh Shilas of trespassing and things like that, how that works. But we're not, that's, akadei kach, we're not nervous.
Ula doesn't have that gezeira is only in the context of the nether. Right?
Correct. But I'm saying, my point is that they're both, Shema Yaakov says gezeira shema yisha ba'amida, I think it's still referring only to the situation of the person who's a mudar hana. I mean, it wouldn't be stam a guy during Shvius that Shema Yaakov says, oh, you can't, even though the halacha would state that you're permitted to go in to collect the fruits, we don't allow you in because maybe you might hang out there. I think it's only, Rav Shlomo Yaakov is only saying that in the context of a person's mudar or not. A regular person. I'm just saying, to answer your question, a regular person, if there's some halacha, like you can't, only so long you can stay on someone else's property. Because right? I'm saying this idea that the fields are hefker, the point is they're not mamish hefker. It's not anybody's space to be in forever. A person can't, like I said, live there. Right? So, but nevertheless, I don't think we'd say that you can't go and access the fruits. Shema, you're going to end up in some way violating the rights of the owner by staying in the land for too long. Okay. Okay, so let's just read the next Mishnah. Just finish up. It says the Mishnah, Hamudar hana mechavero lo yashi lenu v'lo yisha mimenu. You can't lend him things. I think we quoted this Mishnah a while back. You can't lend him things and you cannot borrow things from him. Lo yoveno, you cannot lend him money. You can't borrow money. You can't sell them items. You cannot purchase items. So we're going to have to see, right? Because the general assumption is that the mudar hana cannot get benefit. But giving benefit, right? Lend him my axe or whatever shouldn't be a problem. That's not the issue for me to get benefit from him. So we'll have to see, why that is. And the Mefarash just points out one thing, the difference between she'ila bekelim hava b'mos, right? She'ila is always has to do with items, with property, movable property usually, and hava usually has to do with money. But we'll see as we move along. We'll understand the difference here. Okay, Yashikar. We'll pick up next week.